Good morning. Over the weekend in Harlem, 81 firearms were turned in a gun buyback event. People received a $200 cash card for a working weapon. Gun buybacks have been going on in New York City as part of an initiative to lessen the numbers of guns on city streets. A problem not because of guns purchased in New York City or in New York State, but from guns purchased illegally out of state, or legally at gun shows and online elsewhere and then brought into the city.
Well, about 90% of the guns that are used in New York City crimes come from out of state.
A week after the massacre in Orlando, Florida, Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance says, what we don't have is a Congress with the courage to recognize that America is awash in gun violence.
Words fail the description of what happened or how to respond to it. I can say this. I hope that as a country, we all take away from that tragedy that we have an absolute responsibility to address gun violence in our communities. And maybe the LGBT community, who has always been a strong advocate of safety, will be front and center on this issue and stand with other organizations that have been fighting against gun violence. And that partnership may prove to be the powerful alliance that we've needed to have sustained forward movement on smart, sensible gun legislation, which America wants, but which the NRA doesn't want, and therefore the politicians who get support from the NRA aren't prepared to enact.
Today, as the Senate is poised to act on gun reform legislation, the NRA has been lobbying against gun safety measures. Their line is that the mass shooting by a homophobic lunatic in Orlando has nothing to do with lax gun laws, but with the fight against IS. And in the aftermath of the massacre, the racist, bigoted, presumptive Republican presidential nominee is saying the nation should target and profile Muslims. Meanwhile, in New York, gun reform advocates hold a different view. The Reverend Calvin Butts with the Abyssinian Baptist Church, where the gun buyout program was held over the weekend, says the proliferation of guns threatens all of our communities, that the interpretation of the Second Amendment is what we need to work on.
The Second Amendment is an important amendment to the Constitution, but it is not meant in terms of interpretation to allow guns to flow through all communities in this nation and destroy the American citizenry. And interestingly enough, most of the well-armed militia are hate groups who are dead set on killing African Americans, Latinos, Muslims. It's quite tragic. And when you say a well-armed militia and you think about who the well-armed militia are today, it'll frighten you to death. Campaign financing is something we've got to take a look at. All of this is interconnected. And as long as you have the current campaign financing laws, the fact that huge corporations and super PACs can influence elections local as well as national, we're going to have a problem.
This is exactly what Cornel West said yesterday at the DNC platform meeting, that's the elephant in the room.
That's the elephant in the room. And so these Congress people who are taking money from the NRA are going to continue to do it until there is a kind of revolutionary uprising. I think Bernie Sanders represented that, but it was impractical. But we can't, and that's why I'm glad he's hanging on a little bit, because we can't let that thinking die. Because unless we address those crucial issues, campaign financing, super, all of that, corporate influence, we are not a citizenship. We are not going to be able to solve this problem. And unless it's a violent revolution in the streets. And right now, that doesn't make sense, as Martin Luther King would tell you, because those we would be revolting against are the best armed. That's why some people say we need to have well armed. It is a circle. So we've got to change the power of money in terms of influence in our government. Now, I don't know quite how to do that, But I think that listening to Bernie Sanders and some others, and long before him, we are off to a better start than we have been in years.
The Reverend Calvin Butts of the Abyssinian Baptist Church at the gun buyback program in Manhattan over the weekend. Today, the Senate is set to vote on four measures to fix our broken gun laws. They include Senator Dianne Feinstein's no-fly, no-buy bill and the Schumer-Booker-Murphy bill to close the gun show loophole. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.